This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job first.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Welcome back, listeners, to Hour 2, Health and Wellness Wednesday. John Rush is on vacation with his lovely wife down in Mexico somewhere. Hopefully you're not drinking too much, John, but have a great time. So this is Dr. Scott filling in for John, and I have a couple of guests here in the studio, Brian and Sonia. And Brian is a patient, Sonia is a patient, and I'm going to let them continue talking about their experience. But just to recap, in the first hour, we talked a lot about semaglutide and tirzepatide. It is the weight loss injectable medications that is taking the United States by storm. So if you missed that first hour, you can go back and listen to it tonight when it gets posted on 560 KLZ Rush to Reason. Or you can give me a call at the office at 303-663-6990, and that's Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare. Our website is castlerockregenerativehealth.com, and I'd be happy to talk to you, do a free consultation. I don't charge you. We don't have memberships. We don't lock you into anything. We post our prices there on the website, so we try to make it as easy and convenient for you as possible. As I was talking to Sonia right before we hit the top of the hour, we do not use the salt base for semaglutide or tirzepatide. This is actually the real deal. So give us a call, and I'd love to talk to you about that. Sonia, last time we were on, we were talking about fluoroquinolone toxicity.
Yes.
So for people who, one, don't know what a fluoroquinolone is, please educate them.
Okay. So fluoroquinolone and quinolones are a class of antibiotics that are used. They are fluoridated antibiotics. They're very, very powerful. Unfortunately, there is quite a few pretty very, very serious side effects.
Okay. So what are some of the trade names? Do you know the trade names?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. You're not a doctor, but you can play one on the radio.
So we have, there's Levaquin or Levofloxacin. There's Avalox. There's Cipro, which I think most people are probably familiar with Cipro. That's pretty, I think that's the most common one. There's anything that moxifloxacin,
yep, correct.
Anything with a floxacin or floxacin is usually a quinolone or a fluoroquinolone antibiotic. They become even more dangerous when you combine them with a steroid in terms of the chemical, and I don't know why that is. But in my instance, I took Levaquin and a prednisone combination for a dental infection in 2010. Yeah. So I've been suffering with this now for 13 years of the side effects.
Now I have, for full disclosure, as a practicing physician who practices in the hospital, the ICU, I have curtailed my use of fluoroquinolones. I don't make it zero. There are some people that absolutely need it.
Right.
But I am more aware of the potential side effects. I've seen two patients. One of them was my best friend, who was a professional drummer up in Seattle. I gave him Levaquin, and he developed tendonitis, which is probably the most common side effect that you hear of from the quinolones, right? So he could not kick the bass drum for about 4 months. And to a professional drummer, that wasn't very good.
No.
But you don't know, because people don't come with a little warning on their forehead that says, oh, if you give me this medication, I'm going to have a bad side effect. We give people derivatives of penicillin, amoxicillin, all the time, and they can break out in a rash.
Right.
We give people a sulfa-based, especially women who have urinary tract infections, right? Bactrim, which is trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole for UTIs. Well, you can have an allergic reaction to sulfa. Even my patients who I give stem cells to, right, Brian?
Yes.
The preservative is DMSO. Mm-hmm. And so the S is sulfa. So I, the very last time I gave, well, my EMTs gave me the stem cells, I developed a rash from my head to my toe. It took about 30 seconds after they infused it. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm allergic to sulfa now. Now, in that case, I was able to take Tylenol and Benadryl, and it went away in about 10 minutes. No harm, no foul. But what you're talking about, Sonia, is way more serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened?
So with the it's called getting floxed now. And if you it's not so great. tendon rupture, as you mentioned, but there's also nervous system disturbances, heart, kidney, liver damage, diabetes, and what eventually comes into under my with my particular, if you have it for a long time and you can't kick it from your system, or the cellular damage that it does, it turns into what we call four quinolone associated disability, mm-hmm. which it's a very strange disease because it really attacks the mitochondria. At least this is where the research is showing now. So the mitochondria are like the powerhouse of your cells.
Yep.
So when you have damage to that, the oxidative stress comes in and you get things like the connective tissue damage, and it's when I took it, the two black box warnings were tendonitis mm-hmm. and thumb tendonitis. And then very rare, it said less than 1%. People develop peripheral neuropathy. In my case, 5 days after I took it, I developed pretty bad Achilles tendonitis, where I had to wear a boot, and I'm an early childhood music teacher with the little ones. So I was hobbling around. First it went in my right Achilles, then it went in my left Achilles. I was icing. I can't tell you how painful that is. But over the years, what I have found is it just didn't stay in my Achilles or my thumb. It just migrated into my knees and my shoulders and really kind of settled into my spine and my lower back. So within 6 months of taking the antibiotic and prednisone combination, I was in quite a lot of pain. I felt like I was dying. I could barely walk. And they ended up, my PT was like, something's with your spine. So I went to the physical therapist, and I said, well, who do I see for spine? Because I was seeing every doctor in the world. But right. At that point, everyone just looked at me and rolled their eyes, and they just wanted to put me on antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very frustrating for me because I was very active before this. It was like almost like turning 80 or 90 in the course of a week in terms of your body and how you feel. It was so drastic that something terrible had happened. And I knew it. And I knew it was either the prednisone or the Levaquin. Now, I've taken prednisone before, and I did not have that for migraines like a year or two before, and I never had this happen.
Right.
So, the danger is the persistence of this. Mm-hmm. A large percentage of us who have been floxed are, unfortunately, there have been a lot more people than that I've actually known that do end up, because of the nervous system, central nervous system damage, they end up committing suicide mm-hmm. from the effects, and the cognitive effects from the medicine really mess up with your brain as ever. So I guess my point is it becomes cellular and systemic. So coming from I used to bike and water ski, and I taught all my kids how to snow ski I can't walk more. I don't even think I could walk a mile without sitting and standing at this point in my life. And it's been 13 years.
Wow.
So, when I figured out that it was a cellular problem, I really started trying to investigate what can I do to improve my cells. And for many years, the only cellular therapies that I could do here in the state of Colorado until I met you was platelet-rich plasma.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could go across the country to Costa Rica and try to get something.
Right.
Which,
out of the country. Passport, time, way more money.
Oh my gosh,
and
yeah.
You don't know what you're getting in a foreign country.
Exactly. So that was very kind of, frightening. So initially in 2012, when I started the plasma-rich PRP.
Platelet-rich plasma. Huh?
They would extract the blood from me and give me the plasma into my most sore areas, into my tendons. And I've had it like everywhere. I've had it in my knees. I've had it in my spine and my neck and everywhere.
Yeah. So that's a great place to stop. When we come back, I would like to talk about, and we'll bring Brian in here because you're an expert in this. You were actually one of the forefathers of bringing platelet-rich plasma to the forefront to all the doctors, not just in Colorado, but all over the place. So we'll talk about platelet-rich plasma and why is that 15-year-old technology, and then we'll continue your story and tell us how you're doing, okay?
That sounds great.
So you're listening to Dr. Scott, filling in for John Rush, 560 KLZ. We'll be right back.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax rejuvenation treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. Now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel? Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Geno's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Genos with a J.
putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Actually, it's Dr. Scott Faulkner filling in for John Rush here on Health and Wellness Wednesdays. Thank you, Charlie, for reminding me that I do have a last name. My mother appreciate that. It is Faulkner. but most people call me Dr. Scott. So, and again, you can reach us there at the office, 303-663-6990, 303-663-6990, or you can actually schedule an appointment online. You don't have to call. Our website is CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com, and there's a little schedule there, and you can book an appointment with me. And again, I do not charge for that initial consultation, so not many places or people give things for free. I happen to believe in not charging people to hear out what they have to say and see if I can't help them or not.
Well, Dr. Faulkner, you have regained my faith in the medical system by listening to your patients.
Well, through COVID, I mean, the medical establishment, we've taken it on the nose, right? And I call them doc in the box because most providers, they don't think. And this is what happens. And I've talked to John about this extensively in the past on the radio, is that a drug rep will come into your office and you don't have a whole lot of time. You've got, 15 people in your waiting room. You're already running behind. And they're like, oh, doctor, can I take 5 minutes of your time or 2 minutes of your time, tell you about this new drug? Oh, okay. And or I can bring lunch to the staff and tell you for 15 minutes of this new drug. And that's how a lot of medical education gets put out there.
Right.
And doctors are just, we're busy people, unfortunately. So especially after Obamacare, it has really put the medical establishment on its head. And I just refuse to be that guy. So I think outside of the box. That's why I went concierge. I don't take insurance. It's cash-based only. And I will give you as much time as you need because I will never go back to that model again. And there's very few of us out there. But for those who are looking for somebody like myself, like you guys did, you've just fortuitously found me, and I think you're pleased. Brian, are you pleased?
I am. Very pleased.
Okay.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and when you say cash-based, I know a lot of listeners may be thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't afford it. But I have seen in the last 13 years many cash-based. I've had to go that route because there have been no therapies that have been really helpful to me.
Uh-huh.
And your prices are really reasonable.
Yeah. My wife says I have to raise them. Yeah. So get in while you can.
Don't do it.
No, exactly. So Brian, Sonia brought up a great point on PRP. Now you, as I teased, you're an expert in this entire field. So what is your background with PRP? What is PRP and why is it 15-year-old technology?
Yeah, it's actually probably 20-year-old technology at this point. Or more, depending on where you want to start the clock. We actually began years and years and years ago now, didn't follow the traditional medicine path, and we're working with Oramax Facial Surgeons, a doctor out of University of Miami, Dr. Marks, who hit on the fact that if he used platelet-rich plasma, which is literally that, it's a centrifuged or spun-down version of your blood, which isolates the platelets, so that you can take those platelets and then target them to a given area, whether that's in a surgically based application, IV infusion, or an injection. So you can go a variety of different ways. But again, there are no coincidences. But when we began working with blood and cellular related products years ago, we thought we were going to be doing a fibrin glue, which basically is an alternative maybe to sutures.
Okay.
It's not where we ended up. Ran across a blood bank in Indiana, and I will give her all the credit. Nancy Chance was her name. She was a blood banker, and she helped us figure out if we took those platelets, we could then therapeutically apply them and get some very good results. Now, that's old technology today.
Right.
Things move very rapidly in the last 20 years. Platelet-rich plasma is being the precursor, if you will, to stem cells from fat, stem cells from blood, stem cells from bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
So all those were centrifuge-based products, however. And we've now even moved beyond that and into the umbilical arena with the stem cells that are available through donations.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question, because we know that a platelet is not a living cell.
Correct.
Right? So if you cut yourself and you get a scab, right, your blood clots, those are platelets.
Those are platelets.
That cross-link cause the bleeding to stop.
Right. It's so, a fibrin. It's actually a fibrin reaction to stop the bleeding.
Correct.
Simply put.
So because a platelet is not a living cell, and we have identified in that layer of PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, 1,500 different proteins and peptides, right? In the medical lingo, we say cytokines and chemokines, but most people, lay people, don't want to say cytokines and chemokines, but they can understand a protein and a peptide. So there's 1,500, and there's platelets that are not a living cell.
Correct.
So why in the world are most of the orthopedic surgeons in the Denver metro area still offering PRP to their patients when it's 20-year-old technology?
My guess, and this would be true not only in the Denver area but across the country, it was the first widely available, simple to do, draw a little bit of blood, spin it down, and now you had – quote unquote, a growth factor medium that you could then inject. That is probably why. Again, it moves on from there into marrow and adipose tissue, which is fat, but it's just been there longer.
Yeah.
It's historical.
And they're comfortable with it, right? That's
and
what they knew. Because that's how they were trained. They don't know anything different. The FDA isn't about to approve stem cells, especially umbilical cord stem cells, anytime soon.
Correct.
So, again, these doctors, they're relying on the drug rep or the representative to come in, and they say, well, if you buy this piece of equipment, then we'll give you, you know, X amount of dollars off, and it's the most latest and greatest thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, Sonia, you had PRP for your quinolone toxicity.
Right.
So what happened when you got PRP?
So initially, I thought I had a pretty good response, but I needed to go like three or four times a year. And I was still having the leg. I mean, never really addressed my most big problem, which was my leg coming back. I mean, really did help a lot, I think, in my, because they did it in my facet joints.
Facets.
Facets,
yes.
Thank you. In my neck, and it really did help with some mobility. And I do think it was very helpful. However, it just seemed like, and I don't know whether I was just, my cells were progressing in the wrong way or whatever, but over a course of time, it just started not being as effective as much, and I was still having flares, and you know, it's very expensive to do, especially with me. I was doing so many body parts because so many of me was affected. So they injected my, I mean, I think I had at one point I had 30 injections during a PRP with my own blood. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is a lot. But they, you know, they're really great about it. I mean, I don't go under general anesthesia. So I, at first when I was getting the injections in 2012, I could feel everything, and it was bad because you're going into these really sore, inflamed areas, especially in your spine.
Yep.
But then they got to a point where they could put me under light sedation, and I didn't care anymore. But the expense of that is you have to add light sedation on top. You tried going four times a year. That's, you know, an hour drive there. I mean, it is just, and it just it wasn't lasting as long. And I was having pretty good response, but it wasn't what, you know, I still wasn't been able to walk like the mile that I wanted to get to without sitting and standing. And then I was always really curious because I had, my son is now 18 years old. And back then I saved his umbilical cord blood in a bank. And unfortunately, due to FDA regulations, I was not able, no one would touch it. I would come to my doctors and say, can you just use this?
Okay. So yes. So thank you for throwing up these softballs to me. I really appreciate it. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about that. But before, Brian, you had made mention that your wife had sort of the same myalgias. And Sonia, you made reference because your wife is on Repatha.
Yes.
So for those of you who do not know or have never heard of Repatha, it is the latest medicine for people who are not getting to quote-unquote goal for their cholesterol, especially their LDL, when medicines like Lipitor and Crestor fail. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the cardiologists are saying, well, you need this Repatha. And there are some issues with that. So when we come back, before you tell the rest of your story, Sonia, we're going to talk about Repatha and why is that not the end-all, be-all. Okay?
Absolutely.
So you're listening to Dr. Scott Faulkner, 560 KLZ, Rush to Reason on Health and Wellness Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John, the Cyber Guy, today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms. Whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life, Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Is the cost of replacing your old copier with a new one a shock to your budget? I'm Josh, a technician with Business Equipment Service. We specialize in premium, like-new copiers and printers that have had very minimal usage. They look like new, they work like new, and are backed by our 12-month performance warranty. It's as new as you can get without the box. At Business Equipment Service, you don't get less, you just pay less. Check us out at besofcolorado.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom. But having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom. But we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years,
Just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. What you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Dr. Scott Faulkner. You can call me Dr. Scott. Filling in for John Rush on this Health and Wellness Wednesday, 560 KLZ. If you want to be on the show, you can give us a call at 303-477-5600. We can talk about semaglutide. We can talk about tirzepatide for weight loss. We can talk stem cells. We can talk about fluoroquinolone toxicity or just about any other topic you would like. I'm pretty well-versed, not like John, but I can talk about a lot of stuff. So, Brian, Sonia was talking about this myalgias, and for the lay people, myalgias is muscle aches that you were experiencing. So what was your wife's experience, not with fluoroquinolones, but another medication?
Yeah, with Repantha, she actually only did two of the injections, if I recall correctly, but almost exactly the same symptoms. Mm-hmm. Extreme muscle pain. She said her fingernails hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine if your fingernails hurt, everything hurts. And obviously she came to you and you were able to help her with
that. Yeah, she actually called me at home.
Yeah.
Say, help, what's going on
help,
here?
Something's going on.
Yeah.
And this is not the first time she's had this. So she went through the same symptoms with the early dose of Repantha. And then
it's Repatha.
Repatha?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Repatha, she had that same. Now, it worked incredibly on lowering the cholesterol.
Oh, yeah.
But the side effects were worse than the cure, I think.
Exactly.
Is really what it came down to.
Yep. So, Sonia, you were talking about how they share a similar mechanism.
Right.
So go ahead and expand on that.
Right. And, you know, I'm not sure about Repatha, but I would suspect that it might affect the, like we were talking about, the powerhouse, so the fluoroquinolones.
Yep, the mitochondria.
The mitochondria. And once that is affected in your cells, then your muscles, tendons, connective tissues, any kind of energy in your body, everything just kind of falls apart. And that's why people with my condition, you know, one day we have knee pain and one day we have Achilles tendonitis, and then, you know, or one day we have severe back pain and we can't move for three weeks. Many of us are wheelchair bound in who have become wheelchair bound. And it has just been a really big battle to finally, I guess right now it is really excited. It's finally being able to get an ICD code for the first time since 2010.
So it's a real thing.
So it's a real thing now. If you are familiar with Bobby Caldwell, last in 2023, he's a famous jazz musician. He died at 71 due to the effects of the fluoroquinolones, and he was battling it for 6 years.
Yep. And the difference between Repatha and fluoroquinolones is that Repatha is a monoclonal medication. So where has John listeners heard of that term monoclonal before? That's right, this COVID so-called vaccine.
Right.
So when I heard that, I'm like, oh, no. And sure enough, Brian, your wife, you know, had this reaction fairly quickly.
Yep.
This is why I do not recommend the COVID vaccine or the booster for anybody. Now, if you want to take it and you've done your research, God bless you, fine. But you'll never hear it coming out of my mouth that I've recommended that for people.
Well, people with my condition have reacted to not only to COVID, like I've had COVID, and I've not had the vaccine, but I have had COVID. And, you know, to get over that illness, it just flares up everything with me, but I get over it after 2 or 3 months.
Right.
However, the vaccine, the people who were taking, like you were saying, John, like the benefits don't outweigh the risks or whatever.
Right.
And it's, in people my condition, there have been many of us who have been, you know, is same as getting COVID. That's just experienced so many side effects from that vaccine. Yep. So we unfortunately were one of those groups that, you know, the protected ones, kind of like the elderly. We were very, very isolated during COVID because no one wanted to be around us because we couldn't be vaccinated.
Right.
Which was a whole other story.
So what changed your life? You said you had banked stem cells from the birth of your son.
Right.
Okay, and they would not release them to you.
Many doctors, I keep on bringing it up. Can we get them? Can we get them? No, until I met you, Dr. Scott Faulkner. And you said, well, we can get them. And I'm like, or I'll release them. I'm like, you'll sign off on them. Yes. Well, that wasn't the real battle was actually ended up being the cord blood bank where I stored them.
Correct.
And they were saying, well, we can only release them for certain conditions. My condition wasn't one of them. And however, you have a very reputable cord bank that was that we could transfer them to.
Yep.
And, you know, it was crazy. But we finally got them to transfer from the one cord bank to another cord bank, and Dr. Faulkner was able to release my cells. So I had my first injection with my son's umbilical cord cells from 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized this is risky, and I realized there's not much that we know about the viability, et cetera, of the cells, and, you know, but that's my risk. Yeah, these are my cells.
Right. Not from that company that you ended up banking with.
Right.
But the company that I use, when you get it, we know the viability. They do the testing. They prove it because they're the only ones approved by the FDA with that 503B pharmaceutical manufacturer label.
Right. And because my you know, theoretically they say umbilical cord cells should stay forever now, but at first for a while it was like only 25 years. And then so it's still in the research, but you know, for me they're my cells. Yeah. And if I want them injected in my body and I pay for somebody to store them, I should be able to have access
Correct.
To them.
Yes.
It shouldn't
they hold
be,
them hostage.
I'm sorry, it shouldn't be government or big pharma or anybody or any company saying, okay, no, you can't have access to them. So, but I was able to get them and I got the injection and lo and behold, I am having very positive effects so far and it's only been a week and I know you told me 2 months. So
in your case, I injected your sacroiliac or your SI joints.
My worst nemesis.
Right. So for people who don't know what the SI joint is, in your pelvis, you've got the major triangular bone down at the bottom of your spine. And then you have the two wings coming around to form the iliac crest, right?
Right.
Where your hip bones attach to. So in your lower back, that's where you were having the most severe pain. And so we took your, in this case, your son's umbilical cord stem cells and injected in six different places over your SI joints.
Yeah.
So in the last week and a half, what have you noticed?
Well, I have noticed that I am definitely walking better in less pain. You know, after 13 years of having pain, you really, when it's gone, you're like, wow, I was really struggling because you become used to that pain and that amount of pain. I've noticed I've been walking better. Still can't overdo things very much. I've been sitting for a lot longer. I mean, even just during here, I haven't even been able to sit and stand. So sitting has been a lot better for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm very hopeful. The next step would be, okay, so if these fluoroquinolone toxicity, if this has been a cellular damage to my system, let's go ahead and use another vial of my son's cells, and we're going to transfuse them probably by the end of the month or maybe in May.
Yep.
Sometime.
Dr. Faulkner, it's also worth mentioning that there's a phase one clinical trial for that specific indication.
SI joints, yes.
SI joints that has just kicked off. So excellent excellent on the part of the bank that has started that.
Yeah, so pretty soon we'll be able to stop saying, okay, the FDA has not approved these cells for these indications. It's off-label because once we get that, then we'll be able to say, hey, the FDA actually has approved these cells for this particular indication.
Yes.
Yep. So we actually have another caller, Corinne, who's another patient of mine, who has a similar story. Her sister gave birth a few months ago, and so we were able to use that same company to get those stem cells to give to her because they're first-degree relatives. So, Corinne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we have a little bit of time. Why don't you tell your story, Corinne?
Yeah. So a lot of my story, I know it's illness over several years, but for me, it's really just learning. God used it for me just to learn dependence on Him and on other people, and
yep,
just
amen.
Growing my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got Lyme disease in August of 2020, and it ended up causing brain fog and severe pain and numbness head to toe, and it caused a lot of problems with my ability to walk to the point that I became dependent on having to use a wheelchair out of the house and a lot of times just to get around in my house. And then, so I had gone to several doctors over the years, and it just got to the point where, you know, they were just telling me, except for the medications I was on for nerve pain, there wasn't anything else that they could do, that I just had to continue to live with the progression. And then, just through a series of events, I ended up finding Dr. Faulkner, who shared about stem cells so they could heal the damage to my body and help slow the progression down.
Right.
So my sister was more than happy to save the cord blood, and I got that in January, so about 2.5 months out, and I've just been amazed at what God's done through just healing my body with them. I've been able to walk inside the house, not having to use my wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I can get out of the house with short distances using a cane. I still use the chair, like, you know, going into a store.
Right.
My brain fog is doing better. My pain is not as severe, and I'd say my good days are about 4 days a week, and my bad days are only about 3 now. It's in reverse.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's truly a miracle. Again, it's not a cure,
but it
gave you your life back, because I remember when you first came into the office, you were actually in a wheelchair. And now to see you actually walk in, walk out, feeling better, actually having a life, your husband, no offense, doesn't have to babysit you anymore because he knows you'll be okay. He can go do his work. It's been a game changer.
It has, and I've been able to drive small distances around town, mm-hmm. which has been nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's given you your life back again.
It has.
So I'm so pleased for you, and it's people like you and Sonia that this is why I do what I do. That's why I'm going to be a champion. Stem cells are the wave of the future, folks, and especially umbilical cord. Bone marrow, it had its day. Adipose-derived had its day. But you don't have to have a surgical procedure. We have the studies that show that the umbilical cord is far superior, more potent, lasts longer. There's really no reason to go that route anymore. It's like the PRP. It's 20-year-old technology. Don't waste your money or your time unless you want to. You don't have to go to Costa Rica. You don't have to go to Panama or, heaven forbid, Tijuana, because you really don't know what you're getting there,
yeah.
Right? Or you get mugged. So I really appreciate you sharing your story, Corinne. God bless you and
Thank
your
you.
Husband. And can't wait to see you in the office and continue to see great success for you. We're going to go to a break right now and finish up with Sonia before we hit the hard break at the top of the hour. So you're listening to Dr. Scott Faulkner, filling in for John Rush, 560 KLZ. And again, if you want to be on the show, 303-477-5600.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need High Five Plumbing. High Five has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. High Five's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with High Five Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Cub Creek Heating and AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
This is actually Dr. Scott Faulkner filling in for John Rush in Health and Wellness Wednesday. So thanks for listening in. And Christy, you called. What's on your mind?
Yes. Pardon me?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I saw you yesterday for the first time.
Yes.
And I'm all excited about everything. And but I was listening to the ladies talking about having stem cells banked.
Yes.
Now, we talked about, you know, I might be getting an IV of stem cells. I don't have any stem cells banked. How do you, is that a problem?
No. So the company that I use out of Orlando, Florida, they actually get donated cells from moms who say, hey, I want to do some good for folks. So if you happen to be a mom, by the way, or pregnant, you can request a free kit. And it doesn't cost you a dime. You can donate these umbilical cords. So what happens is after the baby's born, then that cord blood gets put into a package. The nurses put it into the little box. It goes through FedEx down to Orlando, Florida. Then The FDA mandates that they must test it for HIV, for hepatitis, for Zika, for bacterial, viral, and fungal contamination, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Then they destroy the red blood cells. So what you're left with is pure stem cells. Now, the reason why you don't get a reaction, even if, let's say, you had type A blood or the baby had type B, is because there are no red blood cells. aging. So a stem cell, imagine a cue ball, like in billiards, right? A cue ball is slick, whereas a tennis ball has a lot of fuzz. So when a cell matures, it gets more receptors or fuzz on the surface of the cell. And your body can recognize that as foreign and attack it. But because the stem cell has really not a lot of receptors, but everybody's seen those, everybody's cells have seen those, then you don't get a reaction. That's why we've never had a major adverse reaction from umbilical cord drive stem cells ever. Okay? So.
Well, I had, I had umbilical cells put into my knees about 6-7 years ago. And my knees, the cartilage grew back. I mean,
I thought you said incredible. It was. I thought it was bone marrow. Was it umbilical or bone marrow?
No, it was umbilical.
Okay.
Yeah, but because it's becoming, I guess the reason I got concerned, it's becoming kind of the latest thing. I mean, it really seems miraculous to me. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, okay, everybody's now going to want to get stem cells, and is there going to be any left for me? Because it's all about me.
Well, there will, so long as ladies continue to have babies. And so that's why I'm kind of on this crusade telling more and more people, hey, we throw this in the trash can after a baby's born. So why not do a gift, especially on the cancer side? Because remember, these cells are used both on the blood cancer, so leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma. That's why it's been FDA approved for over 30 years. But guys like me are catching on to this stuff. And I don't know if you heard my story, but in 2018, my uncle had Lou Gehrig's. And so he was my very first patient. I got zero training on this through medical school, typical allopathic medicine, right? It was because my uncle had Lou Gehrig's that I said, hey, maybe stem cells can help you. He's like, well, great, give me some. I'm like, Uncle Ron, I don't know where to go get stem cells. So I was self-taught. So that's why I become one of the most foremost experts in stem cells, because my uncle forced me to learn about this stuff. And then I meet people like Brian here. He's actually been in the space for 25 years. Right?
Yes.
So,
well, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's just very exciting. And my brother's had stem cells put into his toe. He couldn't walk. And he's now walking. He doesn't have any problems at all with his feet. So. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's amazing, but I had one more question. I was also there. I got the shot yesterday for the weight loss.
Yep.
And I was thinking that once I ate a meal, I've had about 3 meals since then, that I wouldn't, I just eat a couple bites and then that's it. Well, I eat the whole thing, but it's not huge portions at all. But what I'm finding, and I didn't realize this, is I'm not as interested in food. It's kind of like, oh well, I guess I should eat something now.
Correct.
Is that typical?
Absolutely. So it cuts that craving for food. So a lot of ladies come into the office and say, I have this something called food noise. And food noise is they're always constantly thinking about food. It's always on their brain. Oh, my gosh, I need to eat something, especially carbs, because carbs are highly addictive.
That was me.
Mm-hmm. So what you're going to find is if we have to bump you up on the dose, because remember, the two things we want is crazy weight loss, like 3-4 pounds in a week, and we want that satiety where you look at food and go, I'm just not that interested. So if we're not getting both, then we bump you up in a couple of weeks to the 0.5 of the semaglutide or 5 of tirzepatide, and we just slowly go up, in a week or two until you get both of those. So you're right on target, though.
Yeah, it's amazing because I'm going to a friend's house tonight, and we always bring snacks and goodies and desserts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I always dread it because I think, oh, I'm just going to go crazy. And now it's almost like, well, I guess I'll have a glass of wine and maybe that's it. I just, it's weird.
Yeah, and it's giving you the willpower to say, I don't need that, right?
Right.
Brian, did you experience the same thing?
I found the same thing, yes. So it's not just for the ladies out there, it's for men as well. It works very well. But just to clarify real quickly, the stem cells are available. Yes, there will need to be more banking in the future, but it's not as if they're not available now. They are.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Christy, thank you for coming into the office. Thank you for listening to John Rush and Rush to Reason. Thank you for trusting in me. I won't let you down.
All right. I realize that, and you're welcome. I'm very excited about it all.
Yeah. So if anybody out there is like Christy and you want to get a hold of me, just call the office 303-663-6990. I'll be happy to talk to you. The girls are great. They'll answer questions as well. And we're going to go to a hard break. We'll be back in the last hour, and we're going to bring Sam Peterson talking about microdosing of psilocybins.